This three-year, $4 million project in places like Devil's Island, Outer Island, and others will shore up lighthouse towers and outbuildings, everything from old barns and keepers' houses to privies. But Apostle Island's cultural resources manager, Dave Cooper, says they'll also be pouring concrete for mundane things.
People really aren't going to be able to see a difference. This is all subsurface concrete, but this is what's holding the tower up, and we're hoping that the fixes that we're making here are going to have those towers standing tall for a long time to come.
Cooper says they're using several area contractors to do the work, but also some specialists from the East Coast. He says they found local craftspeople, too.
Including matching the historic paint colors and textures, and then repairing and replacing the historic plaster, which is the actual, you know, plaster applied on lath.
Cooper says the summer-long project will complete about half of the work needed to completely renovate all six of the light stations, so it won't be up to the standards of the lighthouse keepers from a century ago.
God help you if the station inspector came by, because that was a real pop inspection, a white glove inspection that they all dreaded.
Some of the lighthouses will be closed to the public, while others will have limited access. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.